Officers with the Sheridan Police Department responded to a report of a stabbing at a residence on Long Drive in Sheridan late Monday night. Sheridan Police Lieutenant Travis Koltiska provides us with the details of the incidents.
At approximately 11:18 p.m. on the evening of March 16th, the Sheridan Police Department received a call from a female subject from an address on Long Drive who indicated that a male subject in her apartment had stabbed another female. The reporting party indicated that she had removed the knife from the male possession at the time, but the physical altercation was still ongoing and that the male was now choking the female. Officers arrived on scene and upon approaching the apartment heard sounds of a physical struggle inside the apartment. When they made entry, they found 77-year-old Jerry Tapp on top of a 33-year-old female, actively choking her at that time. Officers were able to subdue Tapp and place him in custody at that time. The female, the 33-year-old female, was transported via Rocky Mountain Ambulance to Sheridan Memorial, where she was treated for injuries consisting of a rather large stab wound and laceration to the torso, as well as multiple other lacerations to her arms. The female reporting party also sustained lacerations to her hands while removing the knife from Mr. Tapp.
Lieutenant Koltiska says the Jerry Tapp of Sheridan was arrested and charged with one count of attempted murder in the first degree and one count of reckless endangering.
Both Mr. Tapp and the victim were cohabitating at the time, along with the reporting party. There was a verbal altercation that escalated, probably in a combination of alcohol and whatever reason, to a very serious physical altercation.
Koltiska said that the female victim is in intensive care at Sheridan Memorial Hospital and that they are monitoring her condition and will continue to investigate the incident and make further determinations on any additional criminal charges based on the victim's status. I'm Ron Richter, Sheridan Media News.